This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. It's the celebration that kicks off summer in Liverpool with a bang. And the organizers of this year's Privateer Days Festival hope it's bigger and better than ever. Min Smail is the chair of the Privateer Days Committee. This is her fourth year with the event.
We've tripled our sponsor dollars this year versus last year, and it's enabled us to do a lot more than what we did last year. I think everybody's going to be thoroughly excited and have, you know, a great time.
Last year's festival almost didn't happen as organizers struggled to recover sponsor dollars and volunteers after the pandemic. Smail says there's no fear of that this year as their budget hovers around $70,000. They doubled their board members this year to 10, and they have about 30 additional volunteers to help run the packed event schedule over the three-day festival.
I don't think we've had this many eager volunteers to come and help us, so it's quite overwhelming in a good way.
Big sponsors like Atlantic Lottery and Coldstream Clear Distillery have come on board to help bring back the entertainment and beer tents. 30 artists are lined up to keep those tents hopping all weekend.
I think the main thing that I've heard in the last 4 years is, when's the beer tent coming back?
More than 60 craft, food, and clothing vendors are expected to be set up in the park for the weekend, and over a dozen events and booths are planned for kids and families, including bouncy castles from Yarmouth Big Bounce, a foam dance party, and a superhero dance party.
My big things are family-friendly, creating moments, support local, and drive some business into the community, as well as coming together as a community.
A centerpiece of the weekend is the parade through downtown Liverpool on Saturday morning, and this year the Grand Marshal will be well-known local musician and volunteer Dick Henneberry. Smail says having a great team of volunteers has helped make organizing this year's festival go smoothly.
Come out, enjoy yourself, and we tried to make everything as free or low cost as possible, just as we have in the past, so that we can all just come together and have a great weekend.
Privateer Days runs from June 27th to 29th at Privateer Park on the Liverpool waterfront. A full list of events is available by following their Facebook page. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.